Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as you'll have. And we'll do what we can to help you out. It's a cold and dreary weekend compared to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the high 80s and low 90s. Now we're right now currently, 47 in a high of 53 today. I mean, look at the forecast the next 10 days here. There's a possibility of rain today, rain tomorrow, rain Wednesday, rain Thursday, rain. There's a lot of rain. makes it a little dreary, little cool, not spring-like, almost, a couple weeks away from summer. It's all over the place. I don't know about you guys, but those storms we got that came through Friday, absolutely crazy. I mean, we had a hailstorm here at my house to the point where it lasted probably like 4 or 5 minutes. The ground looked like it snowed, and the pieces of hail, they were pretty good size. I mean, some of these guys, I swear, I thought it was almost the size of like golf balls. It was just insane. Just all you could hear was just the noise of hail hitting everything. We you look out the window and you just see like a sea of white pebbles everywhere. And it was just something else. I don't know if anybody else went through that in the area. But that was something else. Didn't realize, obviously, it was going to hail. Knew it was going to rain heavy. Who knows when it's going to hail, right? You're not going to say. It's not really in the forecast. But I had just put out a fiddly fig outside to get some more light, more sun, more everything. And, in the warm days, tried to get it out there. It had some new leaves. And let's just say those leaves look like something ate it, because there were holes all over it, and it just looked like it was chewed on, when in fact it was just the hail hitting it. Poor guys, he'll be all right. But, who thinks about that? But I wonder, any of you that are out there that had put out the houseplants, put out some of those things, I wonder if there's any damage there. I'm sure that our plants will be okay. They'll be fine once we, give them a little bit of time back outside. But it was just like, wow, I wasn't really expecting that. And then the amount of rain that we got in our area, I saw a couple of reports. It was almost 2 inches of rain in like less than an hour. The storm that came through was just crazy. So it is what it is. We need the rain, right? We need the moisture in the soil. We need to have those types of storms, right? To keep going and working with our garden, etc. Now, it's hard to really think about going outside and doing these things with this cold weather once we have that warm weather, right? It's just it's the feel. We usually don't get a lot of this warm weather back and forth. It's just that the weather has been so out of sorts that it... you just don't know what season it is, right? Usually, we'll get these 90-degree days more often in the summer. We've had so many random, and we had those 90-degree days in, it was like late March, early April. Then it got cold again, and then it, you know, stayed kind of normal for the time frame, warmed up a little bit. Now we're getting 90, then it went back to the 50s. Our plants are most likely confused as all can be, right? Don't know what day it is, what temperatures it's supposed to be. You know, our plants are hurting for understanding right now. You know, so, you know, still time on a lot of your plants because we still have these cool temperatures, the rain's happening, etc. We can still be working on, you know, fertilizing our plants, fertilizing our lawns, fertilizing our gardens. These are all things that we should be doing to make sure that our plants, our lawn, our garden thrives throughout the season because we've already stressed them out. You know, Mother Nature has already stressed them out just by the weather itself, right? With the weather itself, you know, it just has affected a lot of things on our plants. I mean, just the ups and downs of the temperatures have forced the plants to bloom here and there, right? Which is good. We want them to bloom. A lot of us are still having some of those problems where some of our plants just aren't blooming fully, right? A lot of our plants aren't getting what they need to do. Maybe they're, you know, with the changes in temperatures, maybe the leaves aren't as green as they should be. Maybe they should, you know, we should be looking at our plants and saying, all right, what can we do to green these up at this point in time? A lot of these plants will need some sort of iron. They're having an iron deficiency. So using a liquid iron or an iron tone from Espoma, you know, if it's in the lawn, using something like Milorganite. Milorganite has some iron in it with a quick green up. But a lot of times when anything is yellowing, there's an iron deficiency. And so using some sort of iron to improve the greening and help green it up will work. So it's definitely something to be taking a look at. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today. It's hard to get up there. Get outside, get going. It's supposed to rain a little bit today. I don't think it's really made its decision completely of what it wants to do. You know, I'm obviously, I take a look at weather apps constantly throughout the day. Just knowing what's going on with the weather will help with the garden, etc. And you know, yesterday, you know, you check the weather app just to see, you know, is it going to rain at this point? What's going to happen here? And it would say it's not raining, but then you walk outside and it's raining. It's like, well, I didn't need an app to tell me that, obviously. But when you're trying to plan the day and say, all right, well, it's gonna, we're going to a soccer game. It's not going to rain. We don't need to wear like this, that, and the other thing. But then you walk outside and it's raining. It's like, wow, just decisions, 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 right? Anyways, the weather affects us so much when it comes to our garden. You just got to keep talking about it and just understanding it so that we can continue being successful in the garden, right? Knowing too much water, too much rain could cause different things in the lawn, right? With all this cool weather, rainy weather, and then the heat that will follow at some point, we got to look out for our lawns for diseases. We got to look out in our garden for diseases, right? Knowing that we've had this rain like it is, knowing what has happened in the past when it comes to the amount of rain, then humidity, what can we look at doing to help fix that or prevent issues from coming into the garden later? We can discuss that in a little bit more as the time permits, but we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
To the Paul Farrant Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Alan's in Manchester.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Farrant Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, yes, thank you. I remember your father once saying that no question is too stupid, so... I have a few whiskey barrels, and
okay.
I wanted to know what do you put in the whiskey barrel? The what type of soil? Is it just like planting a raised garden bed, or I just want to put some flowers, decorative purposes, but. It's a big, you know, whiskey barrels are big, and what should I use to for soil? Do people put rocks on the bottom and then soil, or that's my question.
So okay, perfect. And you know, I still feel the same way. No question. We love all the questions we get. We don't not answer a question, right? So don't ever worry about that. All right. Now, as far as a whiskey barrel or, you know, a container in general, but a whiskey barrel, you know, a lot of times, you know, just putting a light soil mix in there can, you know, not weigh it down enough. So some people will actually line the base of it with some sort of rocks just to give it some extra weight, right? Because it's just, you know, a whiskey barrel is about 18 to 24 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
When we're putting some of these, you know, the just decorative plants in there, you don't need to have it that deep. And so you want to have some weight on the base. So a lot of people will just throw some rocks on the bottom to give it some extra weight. And then from there, you know, there's some great container mixes out there that you'd be looking to use. Something like a raised bed soil, or a professional potting soil, that is meant for containers is the best way to do it, especially if you're just doing some annuals or something decorative like that. If you were looking to do some sort of vegetables or something, you know, the raised bed might have a little bit more depth or thickness to the soil, which would be fine for flowers or veggies. But basically what you're looking is just a nice all-purpose potting soil. Espoma has a great all-purpose potting soil that you can use. You can also look at, you know, Espoma is probably one of the best out there. Just the mix that they put together works really well. So I would look at that soil, and you can get that at most any of your local garden centers.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Sanford, Maine.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm all right. So I got a raised garden bed, and I put some tomatoes, peppers, and that's about all I got in there. But my tomato plant, I got some yellowing from the bottom, and it's going to the top. The top's still green, but coming from the bottom. How would I know if it's from a lack of nitrogen or a lack of iron?
Okay, so... you said it's starting on the bottom now. Are the leaves just yellow? Is there any of browning on it? Anything along those lines?
It's not to that point yet.
Okay.
You can clearly tell that they're fading in color and starting to get yellow at the bottom.
All right. And have you fertilized the soil to anything at all this season?
Not this season, no, but I did put it in a pretty high-quality soil mix, Foxconn soil.
Okay. Yeah, so let me do this. You're going to we're hitting a break here. There's a lot of information I'd love to give you on this, so hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you that information. For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill that was passed by Congress just days ahead of the deadline.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
Rescue teams searching through the weekend for survivors of the deadly train crash in India. Two passenger trains collided with a freight train, killing killing nearly 300 people and injuring hundreds. A West Virginia man charged with murder for the fatal shooting of a state trooper. Authorities say West Virginia Police Sergeant Corey Maynard was fatally wounded on Friday by 29-year-old Timothy Kennedy. Kennedy then fled but was found after a seven-hour manhunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Chris, and he's got an issue going on with his tomato plants, where they're starting on the yellow on the bottom and working their way up. They're not turning brown, not doing those things. So it's not like a fungus, something along those lines. So a couple things that I'd like to see you do when it comes to the plant is it's a process of thinning out some of the leaves, right? The leaves are not what we're looking for. We're looking for the buds to form, create the fruit, etc. So we're thinning out some of those leaves because there is some sort of deficiency going on with the plant, right? And it doesn't need all those leaves, but sometimes when the yellow leaves on the bottom start to turn yellow, it's based on humidity, based on too much water sitting on leaves, and just sitting on those areas. So thinning them out and almost creating, they call it like looking like a lollipop, right? Where you basically thin out the leaves on the bottom. There's not really much, and then the top has the leaves. It allows the plant to focus more of its energy where it needs to be. And usually at this point, you can do a quick dose of like a iron to help green it up. But at the same time, since, you know, even though you used a high quality soil, you do need to add something to it. So, you know, you don't want to go too crazy. Maybe using something like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, looking at the fish and seaweed combination. It's got, you know, a short dose of everything, you know, probably like a 4-5-3 or 4-3-3 or something along those lines. But it's organic and works best for, you know, a plant like that where it will be edible once it comes to form. So that's going to give you some nitrogen. The iron, look for You know, just something with a quick dose of iron into it. It's not going to affect the long term of the plant. But most likely that's what's causing it, is some of the fluctuations in temperatures, where we're getting, you know, cool weather, then we get real warm, the humidity, moisture, and depending upon how you're watering, it can affect that. Now, are you watering from the base of the plant or over the top?
I'm watering over, like, over the top and the base. So I'll give, like, I don't know, probably about 5 gallons for the whole bed, something around there.
Okay, so going forward, what I'd really like to see you do is nothing over the top of the leaves or anything along those lines, just on the soil. Okay, okay. So the soil, what's happening sometimes is when water sits on the leaves and then we get humidity, it can cause them to have issues, turning them yellow, turning them, you know, not the right color, chlorotic, that type of thing. So we want to stay away from letting water sit on the leaves, especially if it's in a sunny area. Because the long-term effects, once we get into the heat of the summer, it can cause more damage to the leaves and not help produce what you're looking for it to produce.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All righty. All right, Chris. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
I will, now that I know what to do with my tomatoes.
Thank you. All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, a lot of our plants are not doing great just because of the fluctuation in weather, right? One thing we got to think about is the possibility of diseases happening because of the cool temperatures with rain, then going into warm temperatures. A lot of those, you know, funguses will start to get out there. And like I was saying a couple minutes ago, you know, it can happen in our lawn. It can happen in our vegetable garden. And we were just talking about it with tomatoes, right? Thinning out some of the leaves is going to help get some of that moisture away from the leaves, away from the plant, causing a fungus, right? For your vegetables, take a look at all of them. It's not just peppers. Excuse me, not just tomatoes. It could be peppers. It could be eggplant. It could be, you know, any of those types of plants. It could be squash. I mean, it could be anything right now that's having some, you know, the rain and then humidity could affect it. Now, if we're seeing some of these yellow leaves or starting to see some of the powdery mildew, you know, cleaning up those leaves is definitely something to do. But I'd also recommend you using something along the lines of a product called Revitalize from Bonide, right? So you've heard of copper fungicide, right? So copper fungicide is probably the number one use when it comes to organic fungicides. The product that I am discussing is along those same lines. It's not identical to it by any means, but it's a biofungicide. And this, the way it works is the same as using, if you were to use the copper fungicide, you would just spray it over the top, all over the plant. But with the Revitalize, when it comes to edible fruit or anything along those lines, it doesn't leave that very minimal coppery taste onto the plant if you're, you know, using, if you're eating or consuming the plant, right? So take a look at that product. Either one works, right? Especially early in the stages, you're not going to have, issues later if you're having them now, right? So you're forming this now, there's no fruit on there, those types of things. So keep an eye on it. But what I'm saying is, one of the reasons why is to use Revitalize over a copper fungicide. Revitalize you would use closer to harvest, right? So when it's that close to harvest, it's not leaving that coppery taste. It's you know, and it's minimal. It's not a lot, but some people have mentioned that they could taste it. So that's why I want to bring it up. But the reason why I started this whole conversation, and I'll get back to the main reason, is, you know, with the rain that we've been having and then humidity coming alongside it afterwards, it can cause diseases to form because leaves stay wet. They don't have airflow to thin them out or to, you know, dry them out. And then water sits on leaves, causing fungus to open up and go into the plant. And so getting ahead of it is something we need to look at. You know, the other, thing is, you know, looking at lawns, right? The same thing can be happening depending upon, the lawn that you have. But this is something that we know based on the amount of rain that we've had, you know, past couple of days and looking at the long-term forecast and the possibility of rain in the next 5 days coming out of this, looking at using something for your lawn like a product called Infuse, right? It's a systemic disease control for the lawn. And it's one of those things where it can be used now as a preventative versus a curative. And so if we use it as a preventative, we use less product than we would knowing that there's going to be a disease that could come into the lawn. Like one of the biggest, you know, one of the ones that we might know the most would be like a red thread, right, in the lawn. Caused from, you know, good amount of rain, humidity, etc. So this would be something that we would use at the lowest rate possible. Right. So instead of using 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet, we're using 1.5 pounds. Right. So what it's doing is we're preventing it from happening versus reacting to when it happens. And I can tell you this, just knowing how, you know, things have gone in the past, we want to make sure that we get ahead of it. And using it as a preventative is so much easier than using it as a curative. Because once you have it, you're applying this product every 14 days to try to get rid of the disease as soon as it starts. But if you use it as a preventative, you're actually only using it every 21 to 28 days and at half the rate. So if you know that you've got it in the past, you know the weather pattern, you know what's coming, it makes a lot of sense to get out there now or after this rain that we have, because it does state on there, it wants you to, within 24 hours of using the product, have some sort of irrigation or natural rainfall, right? It's about 1/4 inch of water. So, you know, might be good to do it towards the end of the, you know, middle of this week once all the rain is kind of out of the forecast and then putting it down. But it is something we should be thinking about and using as a preventative, right? You know, some of the other things out there that you could see in the lawn, the garden, you know, just basic, you know, dollar spot or the brown patches or copper spot, all of those types, this would be the time to start preventing in the lawn, right? Because, again, once the humidity hits and then if we have some heavy rain at any point, it really is going to start showing. So the product I'm talking about is Infuse from Bonide. Systemic disease control, so look into it. It's definitely worth doing for the lawn. You can actually use this in perennial beds, annual beds, ground cover beds, evergreens, tree shrubs, all that type of thing. I wouldn't use it in a vegetable garden by any means, but these could be used in your annual beds, perennial beds, trees and shrubs if you're noticing that diseases are happening. So just something to really be thinking about preventing the diseases of some sort coming through. right? So definitely want you to take a look at it and say, all right, this is, you know, this happens. I want to prevent it. Again, like I was saying, for some of your plants, you can use copper fungicide. We can use Revitalize, which is that biofungicide. It's a nice dose to it where it's going to get into the plant better, stronger, and you know, again, it doesn't leave that coppery taste. And we're at the early stages of a lot of our plants where it's not as much of a factor. But as we go later into the season, right, you don't want to have that coppery taste on some of the plants. So that's why you kind of switch to the Revitalize, right? And that can be used on any plant. This is an organic product, but it controls so many other types of just a ton of blights, molds, mildews, all that type of thing. So keep it in mind. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are almost through the first hour of the show. It's a bit dreary out there. It's not the best. Morning, it's kind of one of those mornings where you're like, yeah, no, I might stay in bed a little bit longer. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. So I hear you. It's been a crazy little weekend where, you know, you kind of would have thought that we're in June. We wouldn't have, I don't know, ice falling from the sky. But I digress. Anyways, it's looking like a cool start to the week, but the rest of the week, later on in the week, we'll start to warm up, getting more of those late spring temperatures. That's definitely what we're looking for. Plenty of time to be starting your garden if you haven't, right? A lot of people kind of use the Memorial Day holiday as a time frame. They're like, all right, at that point, then that's when I'll start my veggie garden. That's when I can put my plants out, not worry about frost, not worry about ice storms, right? Well, not this year. Anyways, there hasn't been a frost in a couple weeks, so your plants are fine out there. But if you didn't get started, and you're like, oh, no, it's too late, it's June. Nope. You can still do it. Still plenty of time to put together a garden so that you can, you know, have something to take care of outside, something to enjoy with vegetables, fresh vegetables for the year, right? Just something. Plenty of time. It's not too late. And if you feel like, I just can't get into the garden, I can't do this, well, look at some containers. Using some containers, doing some container gardening, or, you know, a lot of times they, a little bit later into the season, you'll start to see garden centers have more of the patio pot type, you know, tomatoes, peppers, those types of things, because they're already, you know, a little bit bigger than they should be, well, not should be, bigger than they would be in your garden, right? So the patio type planters, those types of things, you'll start to notice in garden centers, something a little bit bigger, right? So just something to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in Southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
I have been using my coffee grounds out in my garden. And, you know, some people say, oh, you maybe shouldn't be doing that. Primarily, I use the coffee grounds on a hydrangea bush, a holly bush, and some blueberry and raspberry bushes. Am I helping or doing the right thing or what?
Well, so, you know, there's some nitrogen in a coffee grounds, right? A little bit to it. You can add it to the soil. It's not doing, it's not doing like a lot right away, right? It's not immediate. It's not an immediate add of nitrogen to the soil. It does add organic matter, right? Which helps with the drainage, the water retention, all those things. But it's not something that, you know, is adding a lot of that fertilizer to it. It's not that. But it is something that's beneficial because some of the, you know, that adding organic material to the soil, what it does is it attracts earthworms, right? We want earthworms in the soil. Earthworms will help. It means a better soil, etc. They love the earthworms do. So that's a benefit to it. It doesn't have a lot of effect on a pH level like some think that it does, and that's, okay. You know, based on what you're telling me, those are all acidic type loving plants, right? So that's another thing you're thinking about. Now, we got to do this. I'm going to hit a break, so hang tight with me. On the other side, we'll continue on with this discussion and more. Everybody else, we'll be back in a few.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.